You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Friday edition, and today is a busy news day, but I stepped back from it and I said, if I were the average listener listening to these television news shows, whether it's on television or on the radio, what would I think of it? And I guess my conclusion is not much. Now, why do I say that? Well, the story is the fact that the Mueller investigation filed some, they have to recommend to the court what should be done about Manafort as well as Cohn, and there and Michael Cohn was the personal attorney for Donald Trump, and he pleaded guilty for tax evasion, lying on a loan application. This has nothing to do with the campaign, but the way they link it to the campaign is the fact that he was involved in paying off two of apparently Donald Trump's previous girlfriends, hush money, if you will. And the Democrats are going on and on and on. Well, this is a campaign violation. Well, there's two problems with this. Oh, yes, President Trump reimbursed Michael Cohn for making the payments. But people all the time, especially if you're a billionaire, make these types of payments. Now, you and me might not make them because we can't afford them. But when you're a multi-billionaire, I don't know what his net worth is today, but I'm sure it's considerable, you pay off people to keep their mouths shut, and people take what's called hush money to keep them quiet. There's a quid pro quo. You shut up, and we'll pay you some money. And the president is entitled to do that. This is, in my mind, this is a personal transaction. If he wants to pay someone hush money, be my guest, as long as no laws have been broken. And you can't really link this to what they're trying to do is say, this is a campaign violation of a campaign financing law. Really? The president, if he wanted, can make unlimited contributions to his campaign. He didn't do that. Point one. And point two is this is a very, very, very weak case that I don't think any prosecutor would try to make. And there have been a lot of serious campaign violations by the other side. So this is somewhat of a joke. But again, if I'm the average Joe, I'm saying, what's the big deal here? And why do I care whether he's going to get the Southern District, the part of the Justice Department in New York City, Manhattan, is called the Southern District? They want to throw the book at him and essentially say, you're going to serve 5 years. Well, assuming that's what he's sentenced to 5 years, 60 months, he's not going to serve 5 years. He's going to get off some time for what he served already, as well as good behavior, assume he's on his good behavior. But he knows already that he's going to go to prison. Now, the question is, what type of prison? But do you think the average Joe really cares about that? I don't care about this. Do you? And I think most people don't. They really don't. And frankly, they're tired of hearing about this. And they're not believing the Democrats' hysteria over this. Supposedly, they're rubbing their hands together. Now we got Trump. Now these are the grounds for impeachment. Really? Make my day. Impeach him. And then when you can't make it stick, remember, an impeachment is like an indictment. It's a political process. That's the first thing you need to say. That would be a political decision, a political process. And last time I checked, President Trump, amongst Republicans, has somewhere between 80 to 90% approval. So I don't think many senators are going to convict him. If this is all you got, it's a joke. It's grasping at straws. And the Manafort, he lied, if you believe Mueller, to him. But these are crimes that what he's been convicted of was way before, like 10 years back, more than 10 years, before Trump ever employed him. And he was employed by about 3 months or so, and then got fired or terminated. So I don't know why these Democrats, especially those from New York, think they really got Trump. I don't think you've laid a glove on him, and that's the key conclusion here. This investigation, recall, was the fact that supposedly Donald Trump had colluded, whatever that means. There's no law regarding collusion in this area. Now, there are criminal conspiracy laws. Notice they have not used those words because they can't prove it. So Donald Trump, they haven't laid a glove on him. And remember, before Mueller took it over, the investigation was going on for a year. Now it's 2.5 years. I don't know when it's going to be over. It should be over. I think they're running out of, frankly, witnesses that they can twist their arms, because some are now resisting, not only Jerome Corsi, but others. And it looks like it really does appear that what the prosecutors are doing is saying, well, if you say this, that, and the other thing, then you can get out of jail free. And people are saying, well, I'm not going to lie. You see, that's the trap. If you agree to these deals, they know you're lying, and then they got you. You see what's going on here? They're trying to have people perjure themselves by saying, oh, yes, we were in contact with the Trump campaign, and they knew exactly what we were doing, and trying to make a connection between the Russians and Trump, and they're failing. So they try to intimidate you and say, well, we're going to say you lied to us. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, I say you don't cooperate with the FBI anymore, period. I think they're fundamentally corrupt, and I'm talking at the highest levels. They're partisan, corrupt politicians. Dirty cops is another way to describe them. Am I talking about the run-of-the-mill, rank-and-file FBI? No, I'm not. And neither I'm talking about the run-of-the-mill, rank-and-file Department of Justice. What's going on stinks. They never should have had this investigation. Truth be known. And I think we're going to learn more about Comey. I don't trust Comey. I never thought he was a saint. And the more I look at him, I think he's just as bad. Oh, yes, he should have been fired on July 5th by Barack Obama, but are you kidding me? He was doing exactly what Barack Obama wanted, getting Hillary Clinton off the hook. She was under two investigations. He was the fixer. That should be his name, the fixer. And I think the pendulum is going to swing back. You see, the people are getting mad. Now, I know most people don't follow this, but the people that do are getting angry at what they're seeing. And it doesn't matter if they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, or whatever their party affiliation is. They don't like what they're seeing the Department of Justice and the FBI getting away with. That's why many in Congress, yes, Republicans in the House and Senate, have been calling for a second special counsel to investigate both the Clinton email investigation, how it was handled or mishandled. I really think it was obstruction of justice, because they had the evidence to indict her but didn't pursue it. And the same thing with the Clinton Foundation. Now, we learned this week that several whistleblowers, one in particular had over 6,000 pages that worked for the Clinton Foundation. I always thought the only way you're going to bring the Clinton Foundation down is if insiders that know what was going on do what they're doing. I believe that what should happen is the FBI needs to reopen their investigation of the Clinton Foundation based on that whistleblower evidence. And at least Congress has known about this since last year. This is not new information. It's coming out now. So when is Trump, the President of the United States, last time I checked, going to insist that an investigation take place by the FBI and the Department of Justice into the handling of the Clinton email investigation as well as the FISA warrants. They need it for the simple reason neither the FBI nor the Department of Justice can investigate themselves. If they're corrupt and dirty, and I believe they are, and there's evidence of that, that needs to be investigated, and where crimes have been committed, they should be pursued, and that means the wrongdoers will and should be in a court of law and the evidence presented in a court of law for all to see. That's what should happen, and it hasn't happened yet. The impression that's being given to the American people, if you're a Democrat high up in the Department of Justice or the FBI, you're protected. That the institution of the FBI and Department of Justice will protect you. Well, that doesn't sound like American justice. It sounds like justice in a banana republic or a dictatorship. And that's what's so disturbing about this. Trump better get someone in the Department of Justice. Now, he's announced that William Barr will be the permanent replacement for former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I applaud the move. I don't know if he's going to... Now, he has integrity, has support of both Democrats and Republicans. But what we need is someone that's dogged, a pit bull, if you want a description, to really clean up the mess in the Department of Justice and the FBI. You see, until you make an example of the people that have already retired, resigned, I think some are still in place, though. You have a lot of people involved in this criminal conspiracy. And what I'm talking about is the Clinton-Obama Democratic criminal conspiracy involving both getting first Hillary Clinton off, I call it out from under, an FBI investigation, actually two FBI investigations, and then using if someone wrote a story like this, you'd say it's not credible. This is, and I've seen that of, you know, occasionally someone will write a novel and someone will review it and say, well, it's an interesting story, but it's incredible. There's no credibility to this story. Well, let me see. The Hillary Clinton campaign, together with the Democratic National Committee, funded opposition research, although that's what they initially called it, and what they were really doing, trying to dig up dirt on Donald Trump with anything that he did in the Russians. So they paid a foreigner, a former MI6 intelligence agent that hadn't been in Russia for almost 20 years, maybe even more than 20 years, and he got information from some people in supposedly the Russian government that gave him bits and pieces that he compiled into a dossier, and you can read it, with salacious information. But when he was sued, and I'm talking Christopher Steele in British court, he said, I can't stand by this. There's no way I don't know if it's good or not. And what the FBI, under its own policies and regulations, must verify the information. They didn't do it. Now, James Comey said it's unverified, salacious information. I agree it is. But if you go to the FISA court, you're not supposed to rely on that. And you're supposed to disclose that it was the Clinton campaign that paid for it. They didn't do any of that. This is under James Comey's watch when he was still there. And remember, that initial warrant was renewed 3 times. And all of this needs to be signed off by either the head of the FBI or his deputy director, the number 2 guy. The same thing with the Justice Department. You begin to understand that this was a scam, a fraud on the court, all to either come up with an October surprise to embarrass Donald Trump, and they fail to do that, then to come up with a frame. And how are they trying to frame Trump? It's a political hit piece. That's what it is. And there's nothing to it. And it's using the Department of Justice and the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, to do it. People need to be fired and prosecuted for this. Yet we still have the Democratic Party in Congress going on and on about Russian collusion. Collusion is not a crime. Conspiracy is a crime, and this is a conspiracy. Because President Barack Obama wanted to know all the details, wanted to be in the loop. They were trying to get Trump. They hope to come up with something that they can use prior to Election Day as a final knockout punch. They came up empty and then decided to use this once he got elected and was sworn in to give the narrative for almost 2 years now that Trump was colluding with the Russians, and absolutely no evidence has been produced for it. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm open-minded. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. If they had the evidence, if they had the goods on them, so be it. But they haven't come up with anything. That's the conclusion that any objective person has to come up with. And if you don't have the evidence, not only do you not have a crime, you don't have grounds to impeach him. Mueller has come up empty, even with his questionable tactics in trying to pressure people. You know, the crimes of General Flynn was a process crime. And General Flynn, for all practical purposes, totally cooperated with the Mueller investigation. That's what Mueller is saying. He pleaded to lying, and that's the minimum crime. That's why they call it a process crime. If you can't get him for anything else, get him for lying. Even though the agents that interviewed General Flynn, Peter Strzok, and another agent whose name I forget, they came back, said he didn't lie. Why do they know he didn't lie? They had a transcript of the conversation. They didn't really need to go to General Flynn, but they were trying to set him up. You see, most people can't, I'm saying this, but it's important to understand. I give a radio show every weekday. Do I remember what I said in detail on my radio shows? You got to be kidding. You know what I would tell you? Well, if you want to know what I said, listen to the show. It's on the internet. Go to my companion blog for my show, prankpops.wordpress.com. And if you do, you can listen to the entire show. Now, I don't have someone transcribe them, so you have a transcript. You're going to have to listen to it. So if you ask me what I said, well, go listen, because I have no idea. Other than the general subject of the stories, I can't tell you what I said. And see, ladies and gentlemen, that's true of almost everybody. Our minds don't work that way. They're not recorders. Right now, I'm giving a show. It's being recorded. So you can listen to it not only now, while it's streaming live, but as a podcast. So what the FBI does, they have the transcript, and then they go to him and question him, and well, did he say anything that disagrees with the transcript? Apparently not. Most people have no real good memory of what they've said. And if it's in the distant future, and I mean a couple of days or weeks or months, forget it. It's like, do you remember all the emails you've gotten in a day or looked at? I don't. Oh, they're in an archive, but many people delete emails. I've gotten in a bad habit of not doing it. At one time, I did it religiously, but today, memory is so cheap that they let it pile up. Remember, it's text, mostly text when you're talking emails. Now, podcasts are a different story. You see, the American people know that if they were in this situation, they could, because it costs a lot of money to hire attorneys, they can be brought to bankruptcy. General Flynn had a mortgage. He had to sell his house to pay his legal bills. So he pleaded to lying when really he didn't. That's what's sick about this. And that's why we're going to see what he gets, what, if anything, is his sentence. This is not sitting well with the American people, because they know this is not the right thing to do. This is the opposite of that. This is the wrong thing to do. This is evil. And you have government officials, lawyers involved in it. Now, they'll say, we're just doing our jobs. Well, they're getting paid a nice salary to it. And it brings me up to the question, well, how much money, taxpayers' money, has been spent on this? Well, I did some research, and the answer is, we don't know. It's been over a year, before about a year ago, Mueller gave a figure out. Some are saying it's as high as $40 million. I don't know. I really don't know. But it's a waste of taxpayer money, whatever the figure is. And let me make clear, I think most people would, a counter-espionage investigation of what the Russians were doing, if anything, in our election. They were interfering with our election, but they in no way, and I'm saying this because you have Americans that actually believe this, that they changed the votes. There's no way the Russians could have done that, but it needs to be investigated. So this is a very sad, but a very expensive investigation. And what it's doing is damaging the FBI and damaging the Justice Department. Their reputation, I think, is almost irreparably damaged. Would you trust them? I wouldn't. I would stay away from them, not cooperate. Now, they can force you to go to the grand jury if they want to. But then what I would do, shouldn't say this, I would do what these attorneys do. I don't recall. And I can say it honestly. Not that my mind is going, but I don't recall. I can't remember what I said 3 weeks ago on my show. And that would be the truth. I don't. And that's what your lawyers will say. Now, let's say you do recall, and they have other evidence that would convince them that you do know. Well, then you're committing a crime. But they got to prove it. And they look for anyone that contradicts you. That's the game they play. You see, they're sort of bribing you. Cooperate, and you get a free get-out-of-jail card. And if not a totally get-out-of-jail card, you'll do a minimum amount of time. That's the deal. Here's what we offer. No time in jail or 6 months or a year, depending on the nature of the crime. If you tell us how you colluded with the Russians and in turn were working for Trump. That's what they're trying to do. The problem with that's a crime, folks. And they should be prosecuted. Again, you got to prove it. That's why Corsi said, I'm not going to lie. I didn't do what you said I did, so I'm not going to say it, period. And Jerome Corsi, again, fully cooperated with the FBI. You see what you get when you cooperate with the FBI and the Department of Justice lawyers? They do this nonsense. In this case, it's the Mueller investigation. They should be ashamed of themselves, but they have no shame. This President Trump is right. This is a political witch hunt. It's a political witch hunt launched by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, by operatives in the Department of Justice. Now, hopefully, the new Attorney General, Donald Trump, announced that William Barr is his nominee to be Attorney General, and obviously he has to be confirmed by the Senate. I think he will, and I think it'll be bipartisan, but we'll see. And they're going to ask some questions. It's about time, and maybe Donald Trump has found the right person. There have been a lot of personnel changes. I don't think it's easy working for Donald Trump. I would never, ever accept a job from him, period, because I've seen people like this before, and you don't want to work for them. They're very difficult, if not impossible, to work for. Initially, you're wonderful, wonderful, unbelievable, terrific. You're the best in the world, but when he wants to get rid of you, you're suddenly, you know what, on the bottom of someone's shoes. But don't worry, folks. Even President Trump knows this. There are many, many people that will accept that type of job. It's resume enhancing. Well, maybe initially it is. Long term, I don't know. It really depends how long you can stay before you're fired. So William Barr is the new nominee to be Attorney General, and I hope he does get confirmed. But once he's confirmed, what do you think he should be doing? Oh, yes, he should be replacing his Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, who's responsible for appointing Mueller. It's a rather, how should I say it, incestuous relationship. It's a good old boys network. Now, today, before Congress, and remember, the House, the various House committees today are Republicans. In January, that changes to Democrats. So the Republicans are trying to get as much testimony, answers on the record as possible, as much evidence as possible. So they had a number of questions for James Comey. Now, this was a private, call it an executive session. It was not televised, although apparently James Comey wanted a public hearing. For the life of me, I don't know why the Democrats wanted it private. I think it behooves them to try to get James Comey to talk in public. But part of the agreement is Saturday we will get a transcript of what the questions were and what the answers were of James Comey. I don't think they're going to get much. I really don't. Because now his role is changed from FBI director to possible defendant in a criminal case. So you're going to get what I call stonewalling. I don't know. I don't remember. But it's not by James Comey, although I think some of it will be. It's the FBI's attorney that will say, can't answer that question. It's an ongoing investigation. We're not going to get to the truth. The only way you're going to get to the truth, and it's still problematic, is appoint a second counsel. Because what they can do is not only investigate, they can impanel a grand jury, force you to testify in front of the grand jury, and then they can work their way up the chain of command. That's what needs to be done, and there's a lot of work here. We're talking how the FBI and the Department of Justice handled the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails. Oh, yes, I would love to hear the testimony of the FBI agents that investigated that, because I'm sure they know she committed a lot of crimes, no matter what James Comey said on July 5th. You see, it was the fix was in. James Comey was the fixer. He did what the Democrats wanted to do, even though Hillary Clinton legitimately complained about it, because you're not. See, what James Comey did, he wasn't supposed to do. By FBI policy, you do not comment on cases, investigations that are ongoing, but he did in detail. But that's the first no-no. The second, he's not supposed to make the decision whether to prosecute or not. That, frankly, is the Department of Justice role, the Attorney General or Deputy Attorney General's role. But he said no prosecutor would take the case. You see, James Comey had a problem. He knew he had the evidence to, if he wanted to convict her, he had the evidence of many charges. But that's not what they wanted to happen. Just the opposite. They wanted her to get off. Not only her, but the people under her, her immediate staff that were also investigated, got immunity, limited immunity. The way the FBI handled the investigation of Hillary Clinton was not by the book. And that's why it needs to be investigated. What was going on here? Well, it's no secret. They wanted to get her off, and they did. And before you knew it, she was Democratic Party nominee for president. You see, no FBI director is going to assume that that's what the president wants unless he's been told, either directly or indirectly, the president doesn't want the FBI to continue investigating Hillary Clinton, because she's going to be the Democratic Party's nominee for president. We have to accomplish this now. And that's what James Comey did on the 5th of July. Now, if we had an honest president, this should not have happened. And if Comey did this, he should have been fired. The tip-off is no FBI director is going to do this unless he knows he has a green light from the president. And we know he had a green light from the president because the president didn't fire him. He had grounds to immediately fire him. And the people that have worked in the Justice Department and the FBI know that. And they're incensed that James Comey did this. Hillary Clinton was annoyed that he did it because he laid it out. See, James Comey could have punted. He could have just sent it over. Here's what we have. You decide what to do. The problem is there, the Attorney General was caught on a plane with Bill Clinton, probably telling him, "Don't worry, the fix is in." Ladies and gentlemen, this stinks. This is corrupt criminal behavior that is crying out for investigation and prosecution. Yet, almost 2 years in the Trump administration, nothing's happened that we know of. And I say that because maybe former Attorney General Jeff Sessions had Huber, a Utah U.S. attorney, investigating this, and supposedly he's impaneled a grand jury. But again, the FBI should not comment on ongoing investigations. I agree with that policy, but at some point, when you have all the evidence and satisfied, you got to go to the grand jury. And remember, it's the grand jury that indicts, not the Department of Justice. So the American people simply are not impressed that the Mueller investigation, they nailed Michael Cohen, they nailed Manafort, and if they committed crimes, they should be nailed and they should be prosecuted. But they shouldn't be tempting these now convicted criminals to sing or compose for the direct purpose of going after Trump. They have no evidence so far that President Trump was in any way colluding with Russians. That's the bottom line. And supposedly that was the purpose of this investigation. You see, I have no doubts that the Russians were trying to interfere in this election, but they do it all the time. They've been doing this for decades. That's nothing new. What foreign governments do, including our government, and not to every country, but where it makes sense, yes, they do try to influence elections. But there's no evidence that what the Russians did in any way would change the result of the election, period. If there were, that would be big news, but there isn't. So a lot of taxpayers' money, a lot of time has been spent, I won't say on a nothing burger. They caught some Russians trying to hack in or advertise trying to influence the election. Okay. And they made public statements of that. They had the deputy attorney general go on and on about it. But ladies and gentlemen, do you think those Russians are going to be vacationing in the United States anytime soon? No. They're never going to see a U.S. court of law. So it's a big so what. That's why the FBI and the Mueller investigation, I mean, the Mueller investigation was caught flat-footed when one of the people that they were indicting said, okay, we want our day in court. Let's go to court. And they weren't prepared. The American people want the Mueller investigation wrapped up. Now, do the Democratic Party want it? Not really. Do I think it's going to wrap up? I don't know. It should, but Mueller can have this go on and on and on, and who's going to stop him? Apparently, it's not the Trump administration. Doesn't want to be accused of obstructing justice. You see, that's the problem with a special counsel. I am not a fan of a special counsel or an independent prosecutor. The only exception, and this definitely falls into the exception, is where it's the Department of Justice and the FBI. People in it at very high levels were committing crimes, were part of the criminal conspiracy. Now, they don't see it that way. We were just doing our job. Oh, yeah. Not telling the FISA court, A, where the money came from, and B, you couldn't verify any of the information in that so-called Steele dossier? I think that's fraud, misrepresenting or omitting significant facts that the court should be aware of. That's why the whole FISA warrant process needs to be looked at. And if I were the judge, assuming I'm not a Democrat partisan, I would be upset, and probably several of the judges should be upset. See, the FISA court failed. Let me make it real sharp here. They failed us. The judge should have been asking questions. Have you verified everything in the Christopher dossier, the Christopher Steele dossier? No. And who paid for it? The Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Excuse me, you have the nerve to come into this court and say this is the foundation of your case, something that was funded by the opponent of Trump, and you're trying to wiretap, surveil Carter Page because he made some trips to Russia? You see, the FISA court became a rubber stamp. About 99.999% of the warrants are approved. And I have no problem with that when you're dealing with foreign agents that are actually spying on the United States. The problem I have is this dealt with a U.S. citizen, a graduate of the Naval Academy that served in the Navy, that actually helped the FBI and the CIA in the past. He was the predicate, if you were, the excuse. They were trying to make a case, well, we need to surveil him. Well, if you surveil him, you're in essence surveilling everyone that's anybody that was in on the Trump campaign. And that's where Barack Obama crossed the line. He was using the intelligence agencies, the FBI, the National Security Agency, Department of Justice, the Central Intelligence Agency, to spy on his political opposition. These are government employees. You're not supposed to do that. But the president would say, well, we have a Steele dossier. Yeah, right. And what did the people in the White House do? Oh, they requested the unmasking of the American citizen. Seldom, if ever, is it done. Now, the people that work in the National Security Agency and or the FBI, they know they're supposed to minimize and not expose the names of the people that these Russians are talking to. They know the names, but they produce the intelligence. They don't disclose their sources in the sense of who were the American citizens, but it was people in the Obama White House that were requesting it, or his UN and U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. His national security advisor, probably the deputy as well, together with Nat Susan Rice and Ben Rose and others, requesting the unmasking of American citizens. Why? They use this information to leak to the press. All of this can easily become too complicated. You can't follow the story, and that's exactly what big lie media counts on. And they don't try to connect the dots at all. They spin it and they lie about it. Now, I just got the message. I have to wrap up. So there are 2 points. As of today, Friday, it appears that the president's chief of staff will be leaving the White House shortly. That's General Kelly. Now, obviously, there are a number of people that would like the job. One name that's been surfaced is Nick Ayers. There are probably others that could fill the slot. So when the president announces it, I'll tell you, but right now it looks that the leader or the number one candidate is Nick Ayers. Whether he accepts the job, we'll know in a couple of days because they're trying to replace General Kelly as soon as possible. I'm sure General Kelly wants to get out of there as soon as possible as well. The president apparently has lost confidence in him. And let me be clear, the president should have his own team. And if he's lost confidence in anybody for any reason, he can fire him. You got to keep that. You serve at the pleasure of the president. And if he's, for whatever reason, doesn't want you in the job, you leave. And that's what General Kelly wants to do. The question is, he would be the second chief of staff in 2 years. You know, Priebus was the first one. So we'll learn more next week, I'm sure, whether Ayers accepts the job or not, or someone else does. The other thing we've learned besides the appointment of or the nomination of William Barr is UN Ambassador Haley's designated replacement is Heather Nauert, and she was a former Fox broadcaster. Apparently what they're going to do is downgrade the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations position. When Haley had the position, it was a cabinet position, Nikki Haley, and she's leaving the end of December. Now let me make clear, these are very difficult jobs, and most people serve 1-2 years. Very few serve even an entire 4 years. But at any time, the president can, and if he wants to, will ask for your resignation. And new people, like I said, there's a long line of people that want to work, whether it's in the White House or in this administration. Not as long as some other administrations, because I think President Trump can be a very demanding boss. And one final thing, I'm of this the opinion, given that we have the whistleblowers have a lot of evidence on what was happening at the Clinton Foundation, that the FBI should reopen that investigation. Quite frankly, I think the special counsel should look into the email investigation as well as the Clinton Foundation investigation and the FISA warrant situation. And the sooner the better, and that's going to require first the confirmation of William Barr. He will probably appoint his own deputy, and at that point, we'll see whether Donald Trump is going to fight. He has a fight for his life. He should have gone after all these people from day one. He didn't. He was a nice guy. And what did they do to repay him? You've seen it. They've lied about him for 2 years. What did you expect? Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com